Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to thank you and your team for this new draft. Regarding the section now titled General Considerations, I'd like to start with a general comment. As was mentioned before by several delegations, we recall that this forum already reached agreed language on many of the issues discussed here after painstaking efforts. Most prominently, we refer to the 11 guiding principles, as well as to previous GGE consensus reports. We believe that the current document in general and its introduction in particular should better acknowledge that and use by default agreed language as a basis for the current text. We support the suggestions made by the US and others to note which section represents agreed language and which proposes a new language for our considerations. Following paragraph 1, we propose to add another section between paragraph 1 and 2, which in line with principle K of the guiding principles recognizes that the CCW offers an appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws within the context and purposes of the convention. It would read as follows: recognizing that the CCW offers an appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws within the context and purposes of the convention. Regarding paragraph 2 and the reference to international human rights law, the explicit inclusion of international human rights law in the framing of our discussions was proposed in initial drafts of DG reports in previous years. However, it was removed as there wasn't consensus on its inclusion, since international human rights law lies outside the CCW's mandate and objectives. We therefore suggest deleting the words "and of international human rights law." Moreover, we join the suggestion made by the UK to drop the word risks and maintain challenges. Regarding paragraph 3, we propose adding in the end of the section the text "and mitigating collateral harm to civilians," so that it would read "including by increasing the accuracy of weapon systems and mitigating collateral harm to civilians." Regarding paragraph 4, we fully support the comments made previously by the US in this regard. Regarding paragraph 5, similarly, we join other delegations who ask to align its language with the language of guiding principle J. Regarding paragraph 6, this paragraph seems to address the mandate of our discussions. If it was intended to reaffirm the existing mandate, it should stick to the original language of the mandate, and if it was intended to suggest a new mandate, then it seems that we are not in that stage yet, as others have already indicated. Regarding paragraph 7, ethical considerations are important. However, the traditional formula of the CCW and IHL in general is based upon striking a balance between military necessity and humanitarian considerations. In our view, this formula should be maintained. We therefore think this reference should be deleted and suggest including a separate paragraph on this issue, as previously mentioned. Likewise, we join others who ask to change imperatives to considerations. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Chair.